He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, April 16th. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Looks like we're getting a patriotic bounce in the market today after yesterday's horrific events. In Boston, we have the S&P up 13 points today. We're at 1,565. That's an 0.82% gain after yesterday's almost 3% loss in the market. The Dow is up 108 right now. That's a 0.74% gain. The Dow is at 14,707. The NASDAQ up 23 points today. That's a 0.71% gain. That comes in at 3,239. The euro is seeing some strength today at 131. The 10-year yield, 1.71. It's been mired there for quite some time. Gold is seeing a bounce today. Is it a dead cat bounce or the beginning of a new bull market in gold? Gold is at $1,383 per ounce after getting crushed, just crushed, again yesterday, which I think had something to do with the sell-off in the market. It spooks investors to see a sell-off like that in any asset class, whether it's the bond market, whether it's the precious metals, the commodity markets, whether it's real estate, whether it's the equities market. That tends to spook investors. Oil is down 4 cents. Oil is below $90 a barrel once again. Oil is at $89.32 right now. Of course, that's helping companies that have a lot of fuel cost. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Okay, what are we to make of the start to our week here as we begin the 49-month of a bull market? Well, you know, I think you have to go back for a parallel to 9/11. And, of course, I was managing money during that time. The markets were closed for 4 or 5 days. Nobody could buy. Nobody could sell. When the markets opened up, it set off a mini bull market, just a patriotic bull market, people doubling down on America. Of course, we haven't had a 5-week closure of the market this time, but we had about a 3% sell-off earlier in the week. And patriotic bounce since then. Does it damage the market? You know, if anything, it damages the sentiment of the market. And I think that's one thing I want to talk about here is the sentiment of the market. You can measure fundamentals all you want. And you can wish and hope for your stocks to go up all you want. You can have the most undervalued stock in the universe. But when the sentiment changes on the market, forget it, man. Sentiment wins out. Now, was the events earlier this week in the gold markets and in Boston and last week's slowing economic numbers coming from the housing sector and also China not quite living up to their growth expectations, is that enough to turn the sentiment on the market? You know, sentiment is a hard thing to measure. Sentiment shows up in stock charts. Sentiment shows up in headlines. Sentiment shows up in market sell-offs and market rebounds. So I think it's a little bit too early to measure the damage to the sentiment in the market, but I have a gut feeling that the sentiment on the market is beginning to change. You know, it began a few weeks ago. One of the leading sectors got its wings clipped. That was the housing and building sector. And I told you at that time that a couple weeks ago I lowered my exposure to that leading sector. It really got clipped yesterday. And it has dropped from favor, the housing and building sector. And I have lowered my exposure considerably to that sector that's done so well for the last year and a half. Is it over for the housing recovery? No. But has the sentiment turned on that important leadership sector? Absolutely, the sentiment has turned. Will the sentiment come back? It might. But for now, the sentiment is a bit sour on this sector. So it's best to just set your money aside in that sector and go searching in other areas of the market. As this sentiment spread, the kind of the souring of the sentiment spread to other areas of the market a little bit, I don't think you can say for a minute that the sentiment on the tech sector is strong right now. And it hasn't been strong ever since Apple began its descent, really, if you want to look at it. The tech stocks, the NASDAQ, continues to lag the market badly. It's hard to have a meaningful rally and a continued strength in the bull market, continued raging bull, without the technology stocks. Is the sentiment in other areas of the market, some of the retail stocks, which have been warning lately, is it starting to just cool off a little bit? I think you could say absolutely yes. Is this a time to just double down? I don't think so, no. Is this a time to be looking at some of your stocks that have gone way up or you have gains in? Is it time to lock in profits on them? Well, if they're starting to roll over, if they're starting to drop in rank, which is the ranking system that I use in my Best Stocks Now app, yeah, then it's time to step away from them. I stepped away from several a few weeks back, mostly in that building and construction sector, and I stepped away from a few more yesterday, for now. They may come back and they may rise to leadership once again, but I'll wait for my ranking system to tell me when that is. Now, other areas of the market, the sentiment remains extremely strong. Look at the biotech sector. The biotech sector hardly even budged during this week's sell-off in gold and this week's Boston Marathon reaction. The healthcare sector hardly budged. The pharmaceutical sector barely budged. Those sectors of the market remain strong, and that continues to be the area where I am most heavily weighted right now. Continued strength in stocks like Gilead Sciences, which is one of my largest holdings here. Watching other biotechs like Biogen and Amgen continue to break out and be strong. A lot of the smaller biotechs that I own, like BioMarin, continue to hit new highs. So I think if you're asking yourself the question, has the sentiment turned on the market? I think the answer to that question is it depends on which sector you're talking about. You know, rarely does the sentiment turn on the entire market at the same time. Oh, sometimes that happens. I've seen that. Go back to 1987. I don't think there was anything that survived Black Monday when the market was down 23%. When the NASDAQ sold off in the year 2000 and 2001, do you know that the consumer staples roared to new highs? That deep value, single-digit PE stocks roared to new highs while the triple-digit stocks were getting whacked? So yeah, you have to take a look at the market. You can't make a blanket statement about the market. You know, it makes me mad when people that know what I do for a living and they see me and they say, boy, the market sucked today. Well, it depends on which market you're talking about. You talking about the biotech stocks? You talking about the commodity stocks? Are you talking about the consumer staples, which continue to do very well and hit new highs? Are you talking about the housing and construction and the cyclicals? What depends on what market you're talking about. And it's hard for people to understand when they see a market get whacked, to understand that there were actually quite a few sectors that held up quite well. Now, they still go down. Don't think for a minute that when the market goes down 268 points or whatever it is, that it doesn't take all boats with it, because it does. But you know what? The ones that are still in favor, they pick themselves up by their bootstraps the next day and in coming weeks, and pretty soon they're hitting new highs again. Others are damaged. They're damaged goods for now. And I believe that that housing sector looks like damaged goods for now. The building sector, construction, cyclicals, things that depend on a vibrant economy seem to be damaged goods right now. So, you know what? In the coming days, we covered all the sectors yesterday. We covered all of the asset classes, and we saw this market getting more defensive. Where's the money going right now? Well, I wrote down 9 stocks here. We'll zero it down to 3 when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at bwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I would be reading the newsletter every week. This bull market's going to end at some point in time. Who knows? It may have already ended. We don't know. We have to take a look at the clues underlying the market. We have to take a look at the asset classes, the changes thereof. We have to take a look at the sectors and the changes thereof. I can just tell you that the biggest change so far in the market is the falling from grace of one of the leadership sectors in the market. The housing building complex, which includes a lot of stocks. And I would also say that small cap stocks are also starting to show quite a bit of weakness here. So, yeah, I mean, you have to be vigilant on this thing. You can't just sit back and think that these trends last forever. These trends have been in place for a long, long time. And when the trends start to change, you have to take action. And that for that reason, you know, I have a ranking system that ranks the asset classes. And if you've been following along every week, you know that there's been very little change. And now there's starting to be some change amongst the asset classes. So it's good to stay in tune with what's going on in the market. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that come in and say, you know, I tried doing it myself, and then I realize that it's time-consuming, and I can't stay on top of it every day. I need somebody that stays on top of it every day. While I'm here driving to work, and while I'm here doing my thing and my profession, I need somebody that's watching my portfolio. You know, there's not a lot of people in my business that do what I do, to be honest, and I'm not saying that toot my own horn or anything. I'm just saying, I sit here and watch the markets every single day. My wife and I were planning a trip overseas in a few months for a week and a half. I have to make sure that that hotel has good Wi-Fi so that I can do my radio show, so that I can watch my stocks. I like the time zone change to where we're going. The stock market opens at 3 in the afternoon. That's going to be cool. Man, I can sleep in a little bit and have a little breakfast and a leisurely lunch and then go to work about 3, be done by 9. That sounds good to me. So anyways, I do stay on top of things. I think it's pretty obvious if you listen to the show here. Like I say, during a crisis, some stocks, some sectors don't do well. Others do well. We're in earnings season. That all plays into it. A stock that I've chosen to feature next is one that is hitting a new all-time high today. What, you say? Gunderson, have you been watching the market? Gold's hitting new all-time lows, 52-week lows. Gold is getting crushed. Silver's getting crushed. People are gobbling up bonds once again. The small caps are selling off. The housing sector's selling off. How can you tell me there's a stock out there hitting a brand new high today? Well, it's a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. It's a $17 billion market cap company. They reported earnings that were better than expected. It's a company out of Lake Forest, Illinois. It's a company called W.W. Granger. It's a company that I've talked about before many times. If you go to my app and you look up W.W. Granger and you slide on down, scroll down, you'll see where I've talked about Granger many times during my show. You'll also see where I have featured it. If you go to the page on my website called Good Stock, Bad Stock, and you scroll down to Granger, GWW, you'll see where I've featured it in the past. Well, I'm going to feature it again today because it's hitting a new all-time high in a market where we're seeing the sentiment turn. Is this a temporary turn of sentiment? Is this a permanent go away in May type of turn in sentiment in the market? I would answer that question with this answer. It depends on what part of the market you're talking about. You're talking about precious metals? Are you talking about small caps? Are you talking about building? Are you talking about biotech stocks? I don't see any change in sentiment there. So again, it depends on which portion of the market you're talking about. Granger's doing just fine today. What has Granger done over time? We like to begin here by looking at a stock's performance over the years. And I've compared it many times to a player stepping into the plate. It bugs me when they televise a baseball game and when the player steps up to plate. I want to see his batting average. I guess I'm a numbers guy. You tell me all about how he grew up and he had a batting cage in his backyard and all his sad stories and all the things he's overcome. What's his batting average? How many RBIs has he driven in? How many home runs has he hit this year, darn it? That's what I want to see. So I guess the app came out of my hunger, my thirst for numbers, statistics, track record, performance. Doesn't that speak loudly? Yes, it does. Over the last 10 years, W.W. Grainger, which is just an exciting company. I mean, this thing is so sexy and so glamorous. They distribute tools, lighting, plumbing, and other maintenance products. Don't forget the maintenance products. Where would the world be without maintenance products? They have 368 branches, 15 distribution centers. Somewhere I saw a stat one time of how many products they carry. It's like 360,000 different products or something. I'd imagine being the inventory guy there. Which widget did the guy order? Uh-oh. Anyways, over the last 10 years, Grainger has delivered to its investors 20% per year, while the market's delivered 5.7%. Over the last 5 years, Grainger's delivered 24% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 3%. This batting average is looking better and better. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 30% per year, while the market's delivered 8.6%. Now, I haven't owned Grainger for the last, 9 months or so, but I got back into it recently. I didn't own it because it was out of favor. It fell out of favor for a year. It trailed the market for 12 months. While the market was up 13%, Grainger's only up 7.5% over the last 12 months. I was not in Grainger during that 12-month period of time, but I'm back in it. I got back in it, I don't know, I'd have to look at my newsletter, maybe 2 months ago, something like that. Grainger's taking off. It gets a performance grade of A-. That's compared to all the other 3,317 stocks that I follow. It's at the top of the class at or near when it comes to performance. If you go back to 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, people needed widgets still, I guess, because the Grainger was only down 8% that year. Not too bad. It's a performance grade, A-. Safety grade, pretty good here. Stock held up well in a down market. Valuation, A-. Stock, A. New high today, Grainger, GWW. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. We've talked a little bit about crisis investing. I've had quite a bit of experience investing through many crises in the market. And you have to step back and you have to look and see how things are behaving, which areas of the market are falling out of favor, which are strengthening. And there has been a definite move over the last 3 weeks or so towards a more defensive posture. Maybe the market's getting ready for May. I don't know. You know the old adage, go away in May. Well, you know what? No 2 years are alike, but it's always good to be extra vigilant during the month of April. I think, if anything, we're starting to see some sector rotation. The home building sector has led the market for quite some time. It's starting to undergo some heavy profit taking, some selling off. I lightened my load there about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I lightened it a little more yesterday, to where I have very little exposure to that sector at the current time. Will it come back at some point in time? More than likely. Have other sectors replaced the housing sector as it has fallen? Yes. Consumer staples, dividend payers, other areas of the market that we'll be talking about in coming days and weeks. Obviously, Granger stepped up to the plate with the brand new high here this week. We got another one hitting a new all-time high in a sector that has not fallen from grace. In fact, if anything, this sector continues to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Believe it or not, this was a sector that back in 2008 was one of the strongest sectors in the market. It's crazy. Why in the world is the biotech sector considered a defensive sector? Logic tells me that it's one of the most high-risk sectors out there, with the FDA and the bad reactions to a drug, pulling the drug from the market, not getting FDA approval. Well, I think maybe it's the bigger biotechs that have established drugs that already have sales. But for whatever reason, the biotech sector is a very defensive sector. People rush into biotech stocks when they're a little bit nervous about the market, when the market starts to get more defensive. Now, the biotech sector has led the market now for the last, I don't know, probably 2 years, something like that. This year, I gave you a startling statistic. Well, let's just take a look at the biotech ETF, which is IBB. It's up 20% so far this year. I should have had all my money in it, doggone it. The biotech, one biotech mutual fund, which I have a large position in here at Gunderson Capital Management, the Fidelity Biotech Mutual Fund, is up 26.6% year to date. It was up 35% last year. Now that's some alpha. That's some real, real alpha on one of the top performing mutual funds in the entire market. Double biotech, which is the pro funds version, it's juiced on steroids and human growth and testosterone and everything else they can throw into that thing. BIPIX is up 49% year to date. It was up 66% last year. So there's lots of ways to play this move and this continued strength and this even focusing more money continues to flow into this sector. And of course, there's the individual stocks. One of the stocks that I own in my aggressive growth accounts is a company that is headquartered. I would like to see where these companies are headquartered. I don't know. I mean, companies are people, right? Corporations are people, regardless of what everybody says. No, they're not. They're just entities designed to suck money out of a... No, they're not. They create jobs. They have cultures. People drive to work there every day. San Rafael, California, where we're heard on KDEL every morning at 6 a.m. on the early drive to work. BioMarin Pharmaceuticals, which develops therapies to treat genetic diseases with unmet medical needs. BioMarin is an $8.6 billion market cap company. It's on its way to becoming a very significant player in the biotech sector. And it's been very good to me so far since I've owned it in my aggressive growth accounts. We have to begin with the performance of the stock as it steps up to the plate. What's its batting average? Over the last 10 years, the stock's delivered 19.3% per year. Now, not every year's been 19%. There's been bad years. There's been good years. In fact, in 2008, this stock was down 50%. That's why it's not on my conservative list. It's on my aggressive list. In fact, if you look at the app and you say, look at the risk profile, which I have for every stock in the market, the risk profile says aggressive. Even though it's a mid-cap and even though it's got a great 10-year track record, this is not like Pfizer, you know. This one's got quite a bit more risk with it. Over the last 5 years, the stock has averaged 14% per year, while the market's averaged 3%. Over the last 3 years, the stock's averaged 38% per year, while the market's averaged 9%. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 93%. It gets a performance grade of A-. That's over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. If we look at the momentum on the stock right now, it's hitting new highs, all-time highs. That gives it a momentum grade of A-. Test number one, performance. I like performance. But I like a little value with my performance. I like a little jelly with my peanut butter. I'm not going to eat performance alone. Peanut butter alone gets stuck to the roof of my mouth. Performance and momentum alone get stuck to the roof of my mouth sometimes with those high P.E. ratios, doggone it. We have to look at value. Now, here's a problem. They don't have any earnings. We can't look at value. So now what do? Well, we have two choices. We can not give a grade to every stock in the market that doesn't have earnings like these biotechs. That would cut out about 1,000 stocks out of my list. So I have to have some kind of a system for taking the valuation into consideration here. They're expected to grow by 38% per year. So I do have a formula that does take into account companies that don't have earnings. And I get asked this question a lot. How can you give a grade if your system requires valuation and performance? How can you give a grade to a stock that doesn't have any earnings? Well, I addressed that. I gave that a lot of thought, and I came up with a way to do it in my formulas. Can't give it a value grade. If you look at the value grade, it says NA, not available. Now we turn to the stock chart. It's hitting a new all-time high. We've talked many times about stocks and the four states that they can be in. State number one, downtrend. Just look at gold. It's been in a downtrend for a long time. I never buy stocks in a downtrend. Why? Because you're guessing. You're guessing at when that thing is going to hit bottom and start bouncing back up. You know, they rarely do that. Normally, they finally find a bottom. They go sideways for several months. Apple's is in the process of putting in a bottom right now. It's entering into a sideways trend. I don't like to buy stocks in sideways trends either. Or they're in a topping out trend, which a lot of the housing stocks were in about 2 weeks ago, starting to roll over a little bit. We had more rollovers yesterday on the freeway of the home building lane of the market. When they start to roll over, it's time to move on. BioMarin remains in a very healthy uptrend. In fact, it's hitting new all-time highs. I like to buy stocks that are still in uptrends, are breaking out, beginning new uptrends out of a sideways trend. We call those breakouts. BioMarin passes the performance test. It passes my valuation test, the best I can do with a company without earnings, and it passes the performance test out of 3,318 stocks that I follow in my Best Stocks Now app. It comes in at number 41. By the way, this stock has been an A-minus rated stock for the last at least 6 months, maybe longer. A trend is your friend. When a trend is found and a trend remains in place, the longer it goes, the better friend it becomes to you. BioMarin, BMRN. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now, and it is one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I can't hear that music.
Then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
If you run a small business, imagine how you'd feel if one of your computers crashed or was stolen. Think how damaging it would be. Your important company files could be lost forever. That's why Carbonite, the company that made online backup simple, secure, and affordable, created Carbonite Pro Online Backup. It's a backup plan specifically designed for small businesses just like yours. With just one account, all of your PCs will be backed up automatically whenever they're connected to the Internet. Files are encrypted and stored at a safe off-site location, so when a computer disaster does happen, you'll get your files back easily. With Carbonite Pro, there's one centralized dashboard to monitor the backup status across all of your PCs. Plus, there's just one monthly bill, and prices start at only $10 a month. Don't wait. Make Carbonite Pro the backup plan for your small business. Try the full service free for 1 month. There's no credit card required. Go to CarbonitePro.com today to get started. That's CarbonitePro.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. We've covered a lot here during the hour, crisis investing, changes amongst the top, the sectors, a little bit of sector rotation going on right now, a market that's getting more defensive. We've got May approaching in a couple of weeks. We've got the biotech still hot. I gave you an example of one there. I gave you an example of a stock that just blew out the earnings estimates and hitting new highs. One that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management, a large cap conservative stock. I'll do one more here before we have to say goodbye. You know, this building sector, it's like I say, even within a sector, while most of the sector has turned sour, there's still some that I still own and haven't turned sour. I talked a long time ago, started talking about Blackstone Group. We featured it many times. You know that when I feature a stock many times, that's a good thing because the trend remains in place. The thing I like about Blackstone Group is it also fits this investor's need for dividends right now. There continues to be a mad scramble for dividends. Now, a lot of the dividend stocks in my book are overblown right now. They're overdone. I would not buy many of the dividend payers that have run up so far, so fast. Well, let's take a look at one that I think is still in that very viable range. Even though I don't make recommendations here, I'm just going to give you an example here of a stock at the top, a Best Stock Now that I currently own, a stock that I think fits a lot of different requirements right now of people in the market. Okay, the name of the stock, again, is Blackstone Group. It's got to be headquartered in New York. Let's just make sure of that. I don't know very many asset managers. Yeah, New York, New York. They provide global alternative asset management financial advisory service, and they announced several weeks ago that they are the biggest owner of single family homes in America. I wrote an article about the stock. You too can become a land baron. I believe that was on thestreet.com or MarketWatch, one or the other. By owning the stock, you by proxy become one of the largest owners of single family homes, the largest owner of single family homes in America. Blackstone Group. That's where they've been putting their investors' money. Blackstone Group is a $9.5 billion market cap company, just shy of a large cap stock. Blackstone Group has a dividend yield of 8%. All right, 8%. I know that'll get your attention. 8%. That sounds pretty good. And the company has delivered some pretty good results here recently. This is also a stock that I own. I own this in my income accounts, and I own it in my conservative growth accounts. Over the last 3 years, Blackstone has doubled the returns of the market, delivering 15% per year, while the market's delivered 8% per year. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 47%. The market's up 13%. It passes the performance test. The valuation on it, in my book, still remains quite compelling. It has a forward P/E ratio of 7.5. It's expected to grow over the next 5 years by 13.6% per year. That computes into a PEG ratio of 0.56. It's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate, and it sports an 8% dividend yield. out of the 3,318 stocks that I follow, this one's in the top 10%, which is good for a dividend payer, for an income stock. It comes in at number 313. It's just shy of a new all-time high today. Blackstone Group, BX. All right, let's talk to Craig Brock. Let's see if the events in the precious metals markets, if the events in Boston, if the housing starts, which came out, building permits, what impact is this having on the bond market right now, Craig?
Measurable volatility has been seen over the last 24 hours. The big commodity sell-off with gold down significantly, although we didn't hit that 1281 that some technicians were looking for. Severe damage was done. We saw money move into treasuries. We had a 1.68 print on the 10-year treasury yield. Mortgage rates are significantly lower. If you locked with someone else over recent weeks, you probably want to unlock and go somewhere else.
Can you do that? So once you've locked, say, hey, I want you to lock me in, you can then back out of your lock.
You can. If you've put money out with a bank for the appraisal, you'll potentially lose that. But this is a huge movement that we've seen. It perhaps makes sense to do that. I know that people that are jumping ship, we're getting them a better rate, plus giving them back the money that they felt that they lost on the last appraisal, so it makes them whole effectively. This is a measurable move. Looks like even some of our listeners dug the gold out of their backyard to buy homes. Other news this morning is Goldman Sachs that we've been reporting about. It had better than expected earnings, although the stock is off just slightly. That's the lender that finances these, you know, super luxury homes in Atherton and in Washington and over in Maui.
Yeah, that's wow. Yeah, you know, I still like this Blackstone Group, which I just talked about. I own it here. They're the largest owner. This is a hedge fund, you know, private equity that's the biggest owner now. They've been putting their investors' money into single-family homes.
Well, I can see why. Housing starts were just released this morning. They were better than anticipated, over a million 36,000. This is really good. We haven't seen a print like this in years.
Yeah, it was. It was over a million for the first time, and they were expecting like 973,000 or something like that. Okay, it's time to give Craig Brock a call. Where can Craig be reached?
Toll free at 855-900-3279. If you've locked your rate somewhere else, we'll get you a better deal.
Hey, I like better deals. I'm always searching for the best deal. And I'm 855-611-BEST, pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.